Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast Audio Satiety, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 7 was another very good week for ATXDR. Setting new highs for 12 months, the index went up 1.51% to 7,380 points. BAWAG even managed 3 consecutive all-time highs, but best performers were others: Frequentis, Telekom Austria and AT&S. News came from BAWAG, Valneva, Lenzing, Vienna Airport, Telekom Austria, Marinomed, AMAG, Unica, Do & Co, Strabag, Rosenbauer and Wolford. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 7. Monday, BAWAG, banking group BAWAG, reported 2022 results. In August, the Austrian Supreme Court ruled that the swap contract entered between BAWAG and the city of Linz 15 years ago was invalid. As a result of the ruling, BAWAG took a pre-tax write-off of euro 254 million, equal to euro 190 million impact after tax. Including this write-off, net profit for the financial year 2022 was euro 318 million with an ROTCE of 11.6%. CEO Anasa Buzakout commented on the financial results: despite headwinds building up, volatile capital markets and a slowdown in the second half of the year, 2022 was another record year for the group in which we exceeded all our targets. On an adjusted basis, excluding the City of Linz legal case, we delivered net profit of 509 million euros, EPS of 5.81 euros, a return on tangible common equity, ROTS, 18.6%, and a cost-income ratio, CIR, 35.9%. The management will be proposing a dividend of euro 3.70 per share, equal to euro 305 million, for approval at our AGM in March. BAWAG, weekly performance, 1.20%. Tuesday, Valneva, an Austrian-French specialty vaccine company, announced that it completed enrollment and vaccination for a phase 3 trial in adolescents, VLAR-1553-321, of its single-shot chikungunya vaccine candidate, VLAR-1553. First results of the trial are expected mid-2023. The VLAR-1553-321 adolescent trial is also expected to support licensure of the vaccine in Europe and Brazil, which would be the first potential approval for use in endemic populations. Brazil had an exponential increase of chikungunya cases in 2021 in comparison to 2020, according to data from the Brazilian Vigilance Health Secretary, SVS. At the beginning of December 2021, 90,147 chikungunya cases had been registered compared to 78,808 over the same period in the previous year. The primary objective of the trial is to evaluate safety and immunogenicity 28 days following a single vaccination with VLAR-1553. Participants will be evaluated for the primary endpoint and followed up to 12 months. The study will also provide the first systematic safety and immunogenicity data in participants previously exposed to chikungunya. Valneva, weekly performance, -4.87%. Lenzing, the Lenzing Group, supplier of specialty fibers, and Sweden's pulp producer Södra together with Portuguese fabric manufacturer Ipel, are developing textiles made from recycled and sustainably produced materials for a spring-summer collection by fashion brand Filippa K, which will be presented to the fashion world this autumn. It is the first fashion collection worldwide to contain tensile TMX refibra TM lyocell fibers based on the further developed Once More, registered sign, brand pulp. Once More, registered sign, pulp, which was jointly developed further by Lenzing and Södra, is the world's first process for large-scale recycling of textile waste from blended fabrics. Using the innovative refibra TM technology, Lenzing produces lyocell fibers from it in a closed-loop manufacturing process. With Ripple's expertise in yarn and fabric production, the sustainably produced pilot fibers are subsequently turned into fashionable fabrics that Filippa K uses in the collection. Lenzing, Weekly performance, 1.45%. Wednesday, Vienna Airport. The upward trend at Vienna Airport also continued at the beginning of the year. In January 2023, total passenger volume of the Flughafenwien Group, Vienna Airport, Malta Airport and Košice Airport rose by 109.4% year-on-year to 2,076,357 travelers, whereas the figure of 1,669,566 travelers at Vienna Airport comprised an increase of 103.7% compared to January 2022. Accordingly, passenger volumes of the Flughafenwien Group and Vienna Airport in January 2023 equaled 93.4% and 91.2% respectively of the pre-crisis level of January 2019, thus only about 9% under the number of passengers handled in the year before the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. Flughafenwien, weekly performance, 1.89%. A1 Telekom Austria. A1 Telekom Austria Group's total revenues in full year 2022 increased by 5.4% to 5.01 billion euros, as service revenues grew in all of the group's markets. In total, service revenues rose 5.2% in 2022 to 4.16 billion euros and equipment revenues climbed 6.0% to 752 million euros in the 12-month period. A1 Telekom Austria Group's EBITDA increased 7.7% to 1.84 billion euros in FY22, as solid growth in service revenues more than compensated for rising core OPEX, with annual consolidated net profit jumping 39.5% to 635 million euros. Due to improved earnings before income tax and lower income tax expenses, Telekom Austria, weekly performance, 9.52%. Thursday, Marinomed Biotech AG, listed on the Vienna Stock Exchange, achieved a further increase in demand for Carragelose products in 2022. According to preliminary figures, Carragelose revenues were up by 15.5% to 11.20 euros, 2021, 9.70 euros. This positive development resulted in stable preliminary revenues of 11.30 euros for the full year, 2021, 11.60 euros, despite the lack of milestone payments in 2022. Adjusted for the Budesolv milestone payment of 1.90 euros in 2021, revenues have increased by 16.5%. Cash and cash equivalents increased to 8.20 euros, 2021, 5.80 euros, plus 41%, reflecting a low cash burn rate throughout 2022. Data profitable revenues and inflows from loans, real estate financings and the convertible bond program with Nice & Green, Marinomed Biotech, weekly performance, 7.21%. AMAG Austria Metall AG again achieved record levels of revenue and earnings following record results in the previous year. CEO Gerald Mayer comments, "With our proven strategic focus on innovation and sustainability and with our expert team, we mastered the challenges over the past year and successfully leveraged the opportunities in the market. With revenue of more than 1.7 billion euros and operating profit, EBITDA, of over 247 million euros, new record figures in AMAG's history were achieved. The management and supervisory boards will propose a stable dividend of 1.50 euro per share to the annual general meeting." AMAG, weekly performance, 4.91%. Unica, on basis of preliminary results from preparing the consolidated financial statements of Unica Insurance Group AG as at December 31, 2022, Unica expects significantly improved consolidated earnings before taxes for the financial year 2022 in the range of 420 million euros to 425 million euros, 2021, 382.3 million euros, analyst consensus approximately 364 million euros. Unica, weekly performance, 1.40%. Friday, D'Anzio, Austrian catering group D'Anzio said its 9-month sales more than doubled to 1.04 billion euros, compared with 495 million inches the same period a year earlier. According to the company, the current business year is by far the strongest in terms of revenue in the company's history. The recovery from the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic that started in the previous business year has continued in the first three quarters of the business year 2022-2023. DAANCO has benefited from an increase in demand across the three divisions: airline catering, international event catering and restaurants, lounges and hotels. For the first three quarters of the business year 2022-2023, the group achieved a profit after income tax of €26.72 million, an increase of €9.39 million on the same period of the previous year. The management is confident that it can keep winning tenders of all sizes to successfully continue on its growth path. DAANCO, weekly performance, -0.58%. Strabag, the publicly listed European technology group for construction services, announced its first figures for the 2022 financial year and an outlook for 2023. The group recorded a 10% increase in its output volume to €17,735.47 million in the 2022 financial year, surpassing the previous record set in 2019. Despite rising construction costs and the accelerated interest rate turnaround, the order backlog as at December 31, 2022 increased by 6% year-on-year to €23,738.84 million. The management board expects to be able to maintain the output volume at a high level in 2023 despite the challenging environment. Specifically, the forecast is for €17.9 billion. In terms of EBIT margin, a normalization is expected for both 2022 and 2023, in line with the long-term strategic goal of generating at least 4% on a sustainable basis from 2022. While the interest rate turnaround is having a negative impact on the construction business, even more so than material and energy prices, we are coming out of an unusual zero interest rate policy phase and a related boom in construction. The development of the construction industry can thus be described as a normalization rather than a crisis. For 2023, we do not expect any major setbacks for the Strabag Group, although we are already noticing a shift towards more public sector projects in our order backlog, CEO Clemens Hasselsteiner commented. Strabag, weekly performance, 2.28%. Wolford, Bodywear Group. Wolford achieved sales in the amount of €126.6 million in 2022. This corresponds to an increase of +16% compared to the previous fiscal year 2021. The sales increase was achieved in all channels. On the earnings side, the outlook given at the half-year is confirmed, according to which there will be no improvement in operating profit, EBIT, for the full year. Wolford, weekly performance, 5.34%. Andritz, Visi Paper will install a fiber flow drum pulping system for its recycled paper mill in Coolaroo, Victoria, Australia. Andritz will deliver a fiber flow drum pulper with a maximum feed capacity of 1,400 TD, various fiber cleaning equipment, and a spray water treatment system for the production of various board grades. The drum pulper is the first of its kind in Australia, says Jean-Yves Noyes, executive, general manager pulp and paper Visi. Andritz, weekly performance, 1.99%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Austrian Stocks in English.